Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We all had a nice vacation.
Mm-hmm.
I started my vacation off here. We had Christmas at our house.
Uh-huh.
'Cause we have two kids now, and we want to start that tradition. We have the Christmas tree, and we wanted to open the presents on Christmas Day.
Now, your oldest kid had his birthday over the vacation, right?
Yeah, he did. My son Cason turned three.
He turned three, and Chloe is how old?
Chloe is one.
All right.
And my son is in that stage right now.
Okay.
They all go through it. They don't know how to lie yet, so they're very honest.
Hmm. Is that a bad thing?
It could turn into bad.
It's funny how they learn to lie, because we don't teach them that.
I don't know when they pick it up, but he hasn't picked that up yet, because I went shopping to finish off getting my wife's presents after we got off work, and I took Cason with me. Mm-hmm. And we got back home, and I decided, hey, I'm gonna have him help me wrap, because I remember rapping with my parents when I was little, and it's cool, you know? You get to wrap all the presents, and you put it under the tree, and then you just can't wait for your mom to open her present, or your dad open the present.
Let a kid be messy. You know,
yeah.
people are so neat about it. It's fun when a kid kind of makes a little sloppy tape everywhere.
Oh, we did cut, and I'd let him, like, I would help him cut, and the wrapping was horribly done, but... But we got done, and Kinsey was sitting in the living room, and Cason was so excited, he walked out there, and he said, Mama, we wrapped presents. And Kinsey, you know, just being funny, goes, oh, what'd you guys get me?
Oh, no.
Now, again, my son doesn't know how to lie yet. So when she asks him this question, he doesn't know how to respond but with the truth. So he goes, oh, we got you a blow dryer, we got you a coffee machine, and we got you perfume.
Oh, you didn't put in the part, don't tell mommy.
I did. I told him, but he didn't listen. And it was one of those where I listened all year long for the thing she was asking for. I remember her saying, oh, I want a better coffee machine. So I got her a better coffee machine. I remember her saying around her birthday that she was running low on perfume and that she wanted to try something different that was sweet smelling. So I went searching for the perfect sweet smelling perfume.
What'd you get? You don't remember.
It was like this pink star thing.
You don't remember.
Oh, yeah, the star
the
thing.
Pink, it was like
what was
pink.
The name of that?
Pink Star.
Because we got
Bond.
Some. That. Bond, yeah.
Yeah, so this Pink Star bottle that she liked, and she liked the smell. And then
I
remember her saying her blow dryer kept going out, and she goes, I wish I had a really good blow dryer. So I went and I asked different hairstylists, what do you guys use? Yeah. And then I bought one of the ones that the hairstylist
used. Research.
Yeah. I did research for the first time ever, and he blew it.
Oh,
for me.
Did you hit him?
No, I didn't hit him. It was like, whatever.
He chimmed open his mouth again.
Right.
Kinsey snoops anyway, so I'm sure she would have found something out anyways. And after Christmas, we took a trip down to Mexico City.
Nice. When did you go?
We ended up going 2 days after Christmas, or 3 days, 27th, 28th.
Uh-huh. And that's where your parents are, right?
That's where my biological father lives. Now, a little background story is I found out that my dad was not my real dad when I was 23 years old. Mm-hmm. My mom told me that she had met this gentleman when she was in high school in Mexico, and I was the outcome of that, and he ended up being my biological father. I didn't know about it until I was 23, and so my mom's adopted. I don't have any blood relatives on that side. Then I find out my dad's not my real dad, and so I basically have no blood relatives. I meet this guy.
Since then, y'all been trying to reconnect?
Yeah, I've been trying to reconnect, because he's not the same guy he was at 15 years old, so We've been traveling down there to get to know my family, not just him, but I have brothers and sisters through him. I have aunts and uncles.
Yeah.
I have all this family that I'm trying to get to know. And it's cool for me because it's blood relatives. I look like them. I have mannerisms of my grandpa that I'm finding out about that to me is just, it makes me so happy.
Mind blowing, because it's like, how much is nature and how much is nurture?
Yeah.
You know, it's really kind of an interesting.
It's so cool.
Like this, witness.
We spent an entire day just looking at photo albums that my grandma had from when they got married to when Bio Dad was born. Mm-hmm. And just I'm getting to know them through pictures, basically, because I missed out on 23 years of hanging out with them. But the one thing that I tend to do when I go down to Mexico is I found out that my grandma, through my Bio Dad's side, and my grandma that I grew up with, that I lived with, they lived on the same block.
Wow.
So I technically lived on the same block as my biological father for years and had no idea. I mean,
they didn't tell you.
No, and the only people that knew were my mom, my uncle, my grandma, and his family. And I would ride my little bike down the street and everything.
Past his house all the
past time. All the time.
Yeah.
Not knowing that.
Make you mad.
A little bit. Not knowing that they were right there, you know, that they could have come out and said, I'm your family.
Something.
But that never happened. And And so what I like to do, since I haven't been able to do this because we didn't have very much money when I was growing up, I like to walk down the street and I stand in front of the house where I grew up. Mm-hmm. I haven't been there in 20 years. I've been back to Mexico 3 times, and I go out there and I just stand in front of it because it just brings back so many cool memories.
Are total strangers there, or people that are in the family, or what?
The thing is, every time I've gone back, it's a driveway, and then every house in Mexico has gates, mm-hmm. and you could see through this gate.
Yeah.
There's no cars there ever, so I can't tell if people live there or not.
Okay.
So I've always wondered who's living in my house, who stays in my room.
Big house, little house.
It's to me, when I was a kid, this is funny because... I remember it being so huge. You know,
yeah.
I remember this house being huge. To me, it was just grand. And going back to it, and I look at it, and it's so little and boxy and not huge at all.
Dude, when I grew up, I thought everybody just had one bathroom.
Yeah, you know, that's how it was. We had 2 bathrooms.
I didn't know.
We had one downstairs, but it was tiny, just toilet and
one.
And I decided to do my walk again this year when we're at my grandparents' house. And Kaysen, my son, came up to me, and he goes, "I want to go with you, Papa." And I said, sure. I mean, walking around in Mexico City when it's getting dark, it's probably not the best idea. But we're in my grandma's neighborhood, and I figured it'd be fine.
Yeah.
So I said, sure, you can come with me.
Okay.
So we walked down to the house, and I'm literally standing there in front, staring at this house. And Kaysen's looking at me like, why are we doing this? This is weird. And all of a sudden, for no reason, he walks over to the doorbell, and he rings it.
Oh.
He rings the doorbell. I'm like, what are you doing? I didn't think anything of it because there was no cars there. There was a light on, but I figured they were just keeping the light on to keep people away. And so he rings the doorbell, and I go, "What are you doing, silly guy?" we're getting ready to leave because I stand there for a couple minutes and just reminisce. And we're getting ready to leave, and I'm picking him up, and the door opens.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And Kelly.
So exciting.
My heart.
And scary.
It was so scary. My heart stopped a little bit. I don't know why it would, but it was just like, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
Strangers, you know.
Yeah, it's weird. What am I going to say to these people? So this lady peeks out, and she goes, "Yes."
In English or in
Spanish? No, in Spanish. This is all in Spanish, but I'm translating for you.
Sí, hola.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
So she opens the door, and she goes, "Yes." And I was like, "Oh, hi. My name is Jose Roberto Chavez.
Me llamo
Jose Roberto.
Me llamo.
I grew up in this house as a child. I haven't been back in 20 years, and I'm sorry. I just came by to stand out here and stare at your house.
Creep on your house.
Yeah. And she gave me the weirdest look. Like, okay, that's pretty sketchy that you're just coming over here, ringing my doorbell, and then just standing there. And so I said, okay, well, thanks. And then a guy walks out.
Mm-mm.
Like, he's checking out what's going on.
Older guy, younger guy,
trouble.
Like her son, her
and
husband.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there with my son, and I don't know why. It's like I vomited these words out because he came out, and I told him, like, what my grandma used to live there. And he goes, "Who's your grandma?" And I said her name. He goes, "Oh, yeah, we bought this house from that family." I said, "That's my family. I grew up here." And I vomited these words out. I said, "Can I come in?"
Yeah! good!
And it was one of those, like, why did I just say that? Like, you just don't go to Mexico City and as a complete stranger ask to come into somebody's house.
Did you
house?
Tell him you were a celebrity?
No.
No. Rihanna does it in Barbados.
I know.
It's her childhood home.
So I just said it, and he got this look of shock in his face. I had a look of shock in my face. Like, why did I just say that? And he reluctantly looked at the lady that was with him. I don't even know if they were married or what they were.
Yeah, and you don't know if the house is clean.
Yeah, I don't know.
Stop by my house.
And he looks back at me, and I'm just standing there giving him, like, puppy dog eyes. Like,
and you got cute little Kaysen.
And I got Kaysen with me. So I think he realized, okay, this guy's not going to do anything. He has a 3-year-old with him. He goes, reluctantly, he says, okay. And he comes up, and he opens the gate. I remember him. The sound of the gate reminded me of when I was a kid, and my mom used to take me out.
Still hadn't oiled it.
And so right there, I'm starting to have all these flashbacks. I'm like, and I'm walking towards the front door, and I can kind of see in now, and I see the white tile still there. That the white tile that my grandma had, because when it rained, it would flood, so we had tile, and the white tile is still there. And I see the windows, and they look the same, and they still have that really, really dark red paint around them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the curtains were the same, that white fabric,
so they've
that was
updated.
See-through.
Okay.
No, that was the cool thing. It was like they didn't update.
Wow.
And
that's kind of cool.
It's like the closer I got to the front door, the more I shrank, and I became that little boy that lived in that house when I was 5 years old and 6. And I stood in the front doorway, and I'm looking at the kitchen and the living room and the dining room, and I'm just having all these memories.
I bet, yeah.
And he goes, "Just walk on in." And I walk in and I look in the living room where I used to sing karaoke with my uncle, and I'm picturing that. And I look at the dining room where my grandma used to yell at me and say, "Don't run around the dining room table. You're going to cut your face with the glass." Yeah. And then I see the staircase where I used to slide down boxes. And I walk to the bottom of the stair, and the pantry's right there where I used to sneak in and eat the snacks. And Kaysen's holding my hand, and I'm like, "This is so cool that I'm sharing this with my son." Mm-hmm. And I look at the guy and I go, "May I to go upstairs?"
Yeah, your room, yeah.
And I'm like, and again, he looks at the lady
you're
that he's
in.
With, and
yeah.
he goes reluctantly again. He goes, "Okay."
Yeah, it's kind of odd.
Are y'all
yeah.
having conversation during
no.
this?
Like, No.
You're just looking around.
Ow, it's like when you walk into the store and they have all new stuff, and you're just looking. It was that feeling, okay, you know, but it was bringing me back to my
yeah,
childhood.
So, I totally get that.
So when I was looking at Kaysen, I wasn't seeing Kaysen.
Are you telling him this is where I used to do this?
And no, I wasn't even talking. Okay. I was just looking. And it was when I would look at Kaysen, it was like I was staring at myself when I was that little, because that's when I lived in the house.
Yeah.
And we walked upstairs, and there was my grandma's room and my uncle's room and my mom's room in that order. And I'm like, "This is so, so, so cool." Mm-hmm. And I look over to my room, and it's sealed off because I guess they made an apartment Aww. So that they could rent. So I couldn't see my room.
Aww.
But the bathroom where my mom would get ready and I would sit and watch her was still there. And my grandma's bedroom, I walked in there and her shower where she would stick her hand out with her cigarette. And I remember watching TV on the bed and seeing her little frail hand sticking out of the shower with
she
the cigarette.
In the shower.
That was
That's
still
intense.
There. Yeah. The green tile in the bathroom. Everything was just all these emotions flooded my head.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it wasn't a sob. It wasn't crying. My eyes
oh,
just...
Oh, is it like that Native American chief when he sees garbage and that one little tear starts rolling down your face?
It wasn't one little tear, Kelly. It was like...
Trash is not happy. You
know,
I said Native American.
I know you did.
Because I am starting 2015 politically correct.
I know you are. No, it wasn't one tear. It was that like curtain of water that just filled my eyes.
Oh, I don't have an analogy
so
for that.
Crying.
And I blink, and the tears just start coming. And once those start coming, it just becomes a flood. And I'm quietly. We have a picture of the Native American gentleman
Kid
crying
TV.
On Kid TV.
One
if you want to go check it out,
oh, man.
KidTV.com.
That's funny.
And I'm sitting there, and just tears gushing down my face, just quietly. And it becomes so awkward with the gentleman because he's staring at me and he's doing the weird, okay, I'm going to turn and pretend I'm not seeing this grown man in my house crying.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to turn away. And as I noticed that, I was like, okay, I've seen all I need to see.
Yeah.
I've felt the emotion. I picked up Kaysen and I said, "Thank you." And I walked downstairs. He didn't follow me. I walked downstairs, out the door, out the gate, and I started walking back to my grandma's house. And as we're walking, there's these two ladies sitting about four houses down. And I put Kaysen down, and he's walking, and the lady stopped me. And one of the ladies goes, "You know, that little boy looks a lot like the little boy that used to live here a few years ago." And I was like, "What?" And she goes, "Yeah, there was a little blonde kid that used to live in this neighborhood a long, long time ago. He looks just like him." And I was like, "That's me." And she goes, "Are you father's grandson?" And I said, "Yeah." And she goes, "Very nice to see you again."
How about that?
That's cool.
And that was it. And it was such a cool feeling that they still remembered me. After
Kaysen looks just like it, you're like, yeah.
And Kaysen looks at me, he's a little stud. But yeah, I wanted to. It's one of those things you probably don't do in Mexico. You don't go into a house.
No, anywhere.
What? You know what? What a great scam.
What?
For people.
Honestly, I used to live here.
You get a cute little kid with you.
You can.
Uh-huh.
You go to a house, an older home, and
turn
say,
it like that, Kelly.
"I grew up here. Can I bring my sweet little innocent child
and then you
and
scout
look
it out.
And then, you,
and
have
then
your,
you just rob the joint.
And then you have your knife, and you go in.
What
and
a scam. I'm not letting anybody
take?
In. I don't care what they
Jason?
Say.
How are you guys going to take my nice little heartwarming story into a scam?
You took something.
Let me
took some.
Showing up with some cherub on my doorstep.
Let me borrow Kaysen tomorrow. I'm going to go and see if I can do it.
Oh, yeah. They're going to believe you're the dad.
Yeah. Hey, take a little
my son looks like Edward from Twilight right now. He's so pale.
Little blonde white kid with you. Yeah, you can get in anywhere.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How was your New Year's Eve, Kelly Raspberry?
Well, you know, there's a thing about me. I know this is shocking.
What?
I'm not a big New Year's Eve reveler.
What?
You didn't go partying?
Never have been. Even when I was married, before I was married, I was with the same man for 10 years, ultimately. We never just did New Year's Eve. We just, it wasn't our thing.
Yeah.
I'm not into, I think it's a very...
People try so hard to make it something so special, and I feel like it's usually a letdown.
The biggest.
We would always
night. It's a regular
it's
night.
It's just a night. We would get dressed up. We'd always go out to the same. We had a tradition. We'd go to the same restaurant. We'd both order the same meal. We'd be home and in bed by 10. That's just what we
Kelly,
did.
You
got to
go out. You got to go out. Get the paper hat. You got to get your bottle of champagne and two.
You build this up. And by midnight hits and it's just like, okay.
Yeah,
exactly. It just ends.
You know, hopefully you have somebody to kiss, and nine times out of ten, I don't. All right. So usually my daughter, my nanny, usually offers to keep him at Kelly on New Year's Eve. So I can do something, which is never anything. But so this year in McKelly, I had her.
Oh.
And I said, this is going to be so great. We're going to recreate the New Year's Eves of my youth.
Cool.
Which included sitting up to midnight, which is a big deal when you're young.
Okay.
Because that really doesn't happen.
Yeah, you get to do it once a year.
You do it once a year.
Yeah.
And then the tradition of?
Cider or something?
No.
The grapes?
No.
Kiss at midnight?
Banging pots and pans.
Huh?
Never heard of that.
Do not understand how this is not like
banging
a cultural thing.
What do you bang them on? Like bang them on each other?
You get spoons, you get pot lids, you get pans, you bang them, and you make noise or you're noisemakers and you yell Happy New Year. That's what kids do.
Yeah. No.
Apparently, I am in a minority because
Shout
when
out.
I said that's what we were going to do on New Year's Eve, most people are like, what? And then some people are like, yes, I tried to get people to come out and bang pots and pans with me at New Year's and they look like I was crazy.
Yes.
That's what we did.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember one New Year's, not one, and I've had a lot of them. That we've done that.
Maybe put like firecrackers in a pot and put it out. And
you get your pots and pans, and mommy and daddy are usually asleep by that point, and you annoy them by banging them at midnight.
Huh?
So anyway, that's what Emma Kelly and I planned to do. We had the whole evening plotted out.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to paint our fingernails, which we didn't get around to doing. We're going to watch movies, which was fun because we went on demand and found Teen Wolf. That Michael J. Fox fabulousness.
Did you see the J-Lo concert Watch that. Was on?
Didn't see that because
How about
I didn't know that was on.
You don't have
HBO. New Year's Rockin' Eve or something?
Well, we watched that. We watched some Disney movie starring Zendaya, which was awesome.
Okay. Wow.
And then we played War. I taught my daughter how to play War with a card
cards.
Game.
Yeah.
I declare War.
And then by this time, it's getting closer and closer. And I was like, oh, honey. Whew, we got to just hang on. We got 11.
Emma,
it's 11:30 by now, right?
Emma Kelly's going to grow up thinking life is no fun.
No, she was having a great time.
Oh, she was?
We ordered pizza. I let her order whatever she wanted. I even let her order the big cookie pizza. She was having a blast.
All right.
But she's also getting tired.
Uh-huh.
But she's wanting to hang on to midnight.
Right, mama.
And, you know, when we get tired, some of us, you know, tend to let our emotions go.
Okay.
Especially you if your last name is Raspberry.
Right. We sometimes, you know, have meltdowns and things like that. So in an effort to kill more time waiting for it to be midnight, Emma Kelly wanted to play checkers. Emma Kelly really hasn't mastered. We don't play checkers a lot. So I'm trying to teach her again. And she's like, Mommy, don't let me win.
Were you letting her win?
Oh, okay.
No, well, I kind of was at first. I was like, are you sure? She said, okay. I was like, well, I'm all right. I'm going to teach you how to play. But in order to teach you how to play, that means I'm probably going to have to win. Don't let me win, Mommy, right?
Okay.
Because I let her win more, but she's not awake yet, so I let her win war.
You let her win war.
Shh. She doesn't know that.
How do you do
that game lasts for hours if you don't wrap it up. It's like Monopoly.
You got to play with the Jokers. That's what I learned.
Yeah.
You got to play with the Jokers.
We didn't play with the Jokers.
You have to play with the Jokers. Yeah.
Lesson learned. So anyway, on the checkers thing, she told me, Mommy, don't let me win.
Yeah.
So I beat her.
Beat her?
At checkers.
Oh, she had a meltdown. Why did you win? I was like, you told me not to let you win. See, what I should have interpreted that was,
let me win.
Let me win, but don't let me know you let me win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, Mommy took her at her word.
Let her win, and then you act super upset that you lost.
So
did you do like a victory dance like in her face?
I kind of started. I was like, ha, I went, you know, like, okay, this is silly.
Oh,
Kelly, stop it. So I got out the video and I started filming. I was like, okay, I'm going to film this. I'm laughing. She's like stomping around. I can't believe you beat me. Are you, Mommy, you should have let me win. Okay. Or no, you should have not. Yeah. She wanted to win without me letting her.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
So I videoed it. Okay. At this point, we got 20 minutes left. All right. Come on. Bang pots and
it's
pans.
It's still not midnight yet.
And here's the happiness that happened at midnight.
8, 7.
He's a little bit early.
10.
Oh.
Yeah, he started
8,
early.
A little off.
7, 6. 5.
Happy New Year at 9.
Happy New Year. Here we go.
Woohoo!
That's your party?
Yeah, listen.
What do you say? Happy New Year!
Happy 2015! Awesome! Yeah. Isn't that fun?
All right.
Yeah. Al, do you hear that echo in the Raspberry Mansion?
Yeah, I do. Oh, you have like 10,000 square feet forever. Over there.
That's what you do. That's fun.
Happy New Year.
Oh,
so by that was midnight.
Turning her into you, I guess.
That was midnight. She said, "Happy New Year. I love you. I love you too. Can we go to bed now?" She was done, right? But it had a happy ending. So the next morning, I wanted to share Happy New Year cheer with all of my lovely Facebook followers.
Of course you did.
So I post after very simple. It wasn't like I just said after I'm a paraphrase. After, you know, an 11:30 meltdown, Emma Kelly rallied, "Happy New Year. Here's the video." Here comes, "You need to nip that in the bud. Emma Kelly's too old to be having meltdowns. That's bad parenting." Da, da, da. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding.
No way.
All I saw from this, because I was on social media so sparingly throughout break, other than posting Instagram photos, was a couple of days ago, I see a post from Kelly that's long. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, this is a ramp.
And see, normally,
and I got the, "I'm done sharing my personal
life."
Kelly rants are the best.
But, you know, sometimes things, I let so much stuff slide. I just let it slide. But when somebody questions my parenting.
People are brutal.
Or says something about my bratty kid. Talk about my bratty kid. I'm the only one that can talk about my bratty kid. You know,
right.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So I just posted that I didn't realize that it was outside of the ordinary for a child who stays up 3 hours past her bedtime.
Oh, how dare you
keep
her up.
Oh, how dare she have a meltdown? I should beat her, right? Well, here's the thing I learned about controversy on Facebook.
What?
Is a lot of people will rally to your defense.
Yeah, which is awesome.
And it gets you more followers.
Oh, it does?
Yes. I got like almost 5,000 new followers just from that. So you know what that means.
It worked.
What, Kelly?
Hey, that's a morning
more
win.
Facebook controversy from me in 2015.
You need to start a class on how to create controversy on Facebook.
My goal is to hit 1 million by the end of this year.
That's a good goal, Kelly. I said one of my resolutions work-wise was I need to post more. I was going to post more on Instagram, and I got that going over break.
You need to be, like, controversial. You need to, like, yell at listeners and have other listeners come and defend you and stuff because they apparently like that.
I need to be more polarizing is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah. I don't know how to do
that. Yeah,
you're
too likable.
I need to learn how to argue.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you some lessons.
Yeah.
I'll start a seminar.
Al, you're the worst at arguing because you always change your mind after one point is proven.
We can convince you to come to our side whenever we want.
I need to learn how to get mad or argue or you know, and stick to it. I need to.
You don't stick to it. Kelly sticks to it.
1.7 million people reached by my little rant.
What?
Wow. Ooh. And it wasn't even. Wow.
It wasn't even that big of a rant.
No, it wasn't.
No, that's cool, though,
82
Kelly.
Shares.
82 shares and you got 1 million views?
Wow.
554,000 likes.
Dang, girl.
554,000 likes?
Happy New Year. I'm so excited.
Kelly, I think you went viral.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Guess what, guys? Good news before we get to Jenna's vacation.
Okay.
We have our first joke of the year on the show.
Someone's dreamed to tell us a joke.
Right. Sure, why not?
We haven't had anything funny on here this morning.
Hey, Roger, how you doing this morning?
Doing good.
You had a joke for us, Roger?
I do. This is all for you, buddy.
Oh, I am so ready, Roger. Go ahead.
How do fish get high?
How do fish get high?
How do fish
I'd like
get high?
It already.
That's a good question, Roger. I have no idea.
Seaweed.
And we laughed all night. Best joke ever.
Oh, what? Roger. That was good, buddy.
That's pretty good, Roger.
Yeah, it's pretty good, dog.
Can we call you Raj?
Yes, sir.
All right, where you calling from, bro?
Call a funny guy, Raj.
Yeah.
Raj. Seaweed.
From Georgia.
Georgia.
All right,
my brother.
Do you have a good New Year's, Raj?
Absolutely. Spent it with my kids banging pots and pans at midnight.
That's right.
There you go, Kelly.
You
That's
did,
what Kelly
really?
Did.
That is right. That's what you do.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you for being the first joke of the year.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Roger. Take care.
Wow. Well, backing me up on the pots and pans.
Wow. See, Kelly, a lot of people do that
with their children.
That was Roger, our jokester.
Seaweed. I saw some seaweed.
You did?
I didn't get high off the seaweed. I saw a lot of seaweed. I love this Bahamian music. Thank you.
You've been talking about this vacation, but we couldn't mention it on the air because it was a serious surprise
and
for your mother.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I really want to know a lot about it because I love the beach, too.
Oh, you guys, yes. This was just, it really was. I've never thought about a trip of a lifetime. You know, like people talk about bucket list trips.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just thought this would be something cool for me. And you guys know me. I love animals. And I follow a lot of random animal Instagram accounts late at night because it puts me in a good mood. And I just stare at pictures of animals. And 6 months ago, I come across these pigs that are swimming in the ocean. And I'm like,
Wait a minute.
Pigs swimming? And I was like, am I just like drunk right now? What's going on?
Pigs swimming.
That's a fun
fact. I woke up the next day.
Yeah. But I woke up the next day and I investigated because, you know, I'm animal crazy. I would go across the world. I mean, most of my vacations are built around what can I do in terms of swimming with animals. I'm like, I got to find these swimming pigs. And then I'm thinking, well, I don't want to go on vacation alone either. And it's just really my mom and I normally over the holidays. I'm an only child. My parents are divorced. And so I usually spend Christmas with just my mom. And I'm like, I want to get out of here.
Right.
I want to get out of town. I don't want to do all the traditional Christmas stuff. Mm-hmm. And my mom has never been out of the country. Mama Candy has never left the United States. She grew up in Texas, lived in Ohio, been all around the U.S., never been out of the country. So
really?
A couple months back, about 3 months ago when I decided to do this and I told you guys about it, I was like, Mom, get a passport. I'm going to take you somewhere. And I did not tell her where we were going. Mm-hmm. So I told you guys about this place I found. It's called Staniel Cay. It is in the Exumas in the southernmost part of the Bahamas.
Okay.
A lot of celebrities have private islands around this part.
They do?
Yeah, like David Copperfield's. Moussa Kay's there, Johnny Depp's island's there, Tim and Faith Hill.
What's the name of it again?
This is called the Exumas. It's a whole chain of islands, right?
Okay.
A lot of them are uninhabited. It's just stretches of beach and sand.
You just buy the island by itself like that?
Well, the celebrities do.
Yeah.
But where I was going was quite rustic. So I'm thinking, I'm going to take my mom on a trip and there's no TV, there's no room service, there's barely any internet, there's no spa, it's rustic cottages. You get your own little boat, there's only 14 cottages.
They have running water?
Yes.
Oh, good.
But it's very rustic. You know, and a lot of people just pull their boats up. Anyways, I found this place, so told my mom, pack light, pack for the beach, and, you know, have low expectations about, you know, the
hotel. Did she have any indication, any hint as to where you were taking
her?
Like,
I told her beach.
Florida, Mexico.
I told her very casual and beach.
Okay.
Right near the beach.
And that she could only pack 35 pounds because you had to take one of those flying minivans for 2 hours to get there.
Oh, the huddle jumper.
Those are scary, Jenna.
Yeah.
I thought my mom would be scared. I medicated. It was scary, but it was, I don't know, I guess when you're going somewhere really cool, the trip there, it's like, it's just so stunning.
Yeah.
So you got to head over to KidNation.com because obviously this was such a visual trip. And I was like a professional photographer on the trip. I took so many photos. I got an underwater housing for my nice camera. I have great photos. So
there's a picture of young
people.
So hold on. KidNation.com.
What a pig.
These pigs just get in the water by themselves.
So this is the thing. I tell my mom, finally, we go to Fort Lauderdale, spend the night, go to get on the flying minivan. And that's when I tell her where we're going, you know, once we get to Florida. This is where we're going. And I just showed her photos of the place on Instagram. And
what was her reaction?
Like, just unbelievable. I have a photo of her. We should throw it up there of her face when we start pulling up to this island of these pigs. You pull your boat up. It's about half a mile from where we were staying by boat. And these pigs, I just can't even explain to you. Like, you know that you're about to see pigs.
Yeah.
But when you pull up and these pigs start trotting down the beach and get in the water and swim to you. And the yacht club will give you scraps to feed to the pigs.
That's why they swim in. They're
that's what they do.
Yeah.
So the story with the pigs is about 10 years ago, some guys brought the pigs to the Staniel Cay area so they could kill them, you know, and eat them because they needed more food.
Yeah.
And they ended up leaving, and the pigs breed uncontrollably. And tourists, it was such a hit that they started just leaving the pigs there, and now they feed the pigs.
Aww.
The thing is, I had some bacon every morning for breakfast. It was the best bacon I've ever had in my entire life.
Was it island bacon? It was those pigs?
Yeah,
probably.
I think there's only a couple real big ones, so I'm thinking they take out the big ones.
It's so big, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just spent so much time lounging, posing seductively with the pigs on the beach, and they just come get your food, and then they nap. They're not real snuggly, but they want food.
Lots of people there swimming with the pigs?
No, it wasn't crowded. It wasn't touristy. This place is so gorgeous that you can find your own beach anywhere. That's what they say. There's 365 islands. So you can just find your own stretch of sand and take a picnic and get out. And you're really getting in touch with nature.
And it's warm, so no need for a pig in a blanket.
So I hired... I did a private boat tour one whole day. So I take my mom and a guy takes us around on a boat so he could show us all the stops, right? You feed endangered lizards on one island. You get out and bring them lettuce. So we fed lizards and then we did the pigs. And then there's a drug plane that crashed years ago. Meanwhile, I have this nice camera and I'm taking all these great photos and then handing it to my mom, who's never once been in the ocean or been snorkeling, jumping in the water, trying to tell her how to teach a photo,
how to take a photo in the water.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we came across nurse sharks. I got in with nurse sharks.
Did you see any doctor sharks?
And then my tour guide goes, hey, do you want to go to Danger Reef? And I said, I guess so. He goes, yeah, we'll go feed some real sharks. And I'm like, yeah. So
danger.
We go out there. This is where people scuba dive. I don't scuba dive. No boats. No nothing. We throw some food into the water. Sure enough, there are sharks. I mean, these look like little mini Jaws's. These are shark sharks.
Yeah.
He said, no, Jenna, they're just reef sharks. I grew up here. They're fine. I've never seen them attack anyone. You can get in and swim with them. I'm thinking, I don't know why.
No, but you
guys know how I go crazy. I did it. I got in the water, and then I look up. I'm like, why aren't you in the water? The tour guide's not in the water with me.
He's smart. He's black one.
And I look up, and I tell my mom, this is incredible. My mom, Candy, never been snorkeling in her life, gets in the water with the real sharks. You got to see these photos that I took.
She's like, YOLO.
And for you people that are writing on my photos, I was in a cage. I wasn't in a cage. I was just really being outrageous.
Night. What do you mean, you people?
You people.
There were just some people like, there's no way you got those photos of those jaws-looking sharks.
That's cool.
The nurse sharks. Yeah, so anyways, took lots of photos, KidNation.com, to
that
see
was really
those.
Fun.
It was a wonderful trip with my mom and I. It was really wonderful.
Did y'all beat on pots and pans and stuff?
That would scare the sharks out.
Well, that would
everybody
have been
knows
years,
that.
But this is the thing. Candy, like most moms, she's a mom. Moms aren't really known for taking the best photos. You know, you hand your mom your iPhone. Mom, when I tell my mom on land with her glasses on to take a photo of me, it's blurry and out of focus.
Oh, and the stance moms take when they take a picture, like hand an iPhone to a mom and just look at them the way they stand to take a photo.
Right.
They put the butt out.
Butt out, really stiff neck.
Like a golf swing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was determined to get as many great photos as possible because I like taking photos. So I'm getting great photos, but this underwater contraption, it's hardcore, right? I mean, it was expensive, and it's hard to take a photo. This thing weighs 5 pounds, so to tread water and take photos. So I'm getting some. But, of course, there's sharks. I want my mom to get a photo of me, right? So I told my mom the rule. I'm like, just snap. Just take thousands of pictures, Mom. Every time you have the camera, just take tons. So you can't see the photos right until we get back from our day, you know, out on the water because it's just impossible to see in the view screen underwater. So I was like, just take as many as possible. So that night when we get back to the hotel and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to have some Instagram photos ready to go, I start looking through the photos.
Yeah.
Water, shark, Jenna's crotch. Water, pigs, Jenna's crotch. My mom got so many photos of my crotch, I could make an R-rated calendar. 2 years worth.
Well, you could do that and give the proceeds to Kids Kids.
Yeah. Look for Jenna's 2015 crotch calendar coming
out. Think about the children, Jenna.
But she did get some great ones, so we had a great Christmas. You can see all of the photos from my trip to Spaniel K in the Bahamas at KidNation.com.
And you're all itchy? The pigs give you a disease?
Oh, yeah, that whole thing. Sand fleas.
Oh.
Hundreds of bites from laying in the sand next to the pigs. I spent a week at home putting cream on in the middle of the night, trying not to scratch myself.
Jenna, thanks a lot. You mentioned crotch shots, and you crashed Kid Nation.
Yeah. You put them on facecrotch.com.
And where'd them sand fleas land?
We apologize if you're trying to get to KidNation.com to see Jenna's crotch.
Oh, well. Maybe it's people trying to submit their I Have a Dream request.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's that guy.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe I have a dream to get Jenna's crotch calendar.
You ought to be first on the list.
You swim with fleas, you're going to get you swim with pigs, you're going to get
swimming pigs. You guys, somewhere pigs fly, I'm telling you.
Wow. That's pretty cool, though.
That's cool, Jenna.
Yeah.
Glad you had fun. Thanks for crashing the website.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All my life.
Yes, sir.
I've always liked old cars, right? Yeah, all my life. I learned to drive on an old 50-something Chevy pickup.
You invest in weird things, Al, because you invested in bars, because you like to be an entrepreneur, and then you got this obsession with cars in the last few years.
Well, duh, because they're such good investments.
Duh.
How many in your fleet?
So, well, here's the thing. I've saved and saved and saved because it's hard to get them financed. So you have to save.
Kid and I wanted to
fix a car up, an old car.
Yeah.
And we never did. We joked about it a lot.
You buy them for cheap, fix them up.
Yeah. You know, do it a little, you know, when you have time. Well, I just saved some money and I did. I probably have $200 in the bank right now, but I'm not lying.
Save it and spend it.
But
that's what he did.
I saved it and I bought an old truck. I bought a 1957 Chevrolet pickup, right?
The purple one?
Yeah, purple truck. So then when time, I saved a little more money. Kelly's boyfriend came by the bar one day.
Not Derek.
And he said, "Do you want to buy this car?" I said, "Not really. I just bought a truck." And so he made me a good deal. I said, "Sure, why not?"
The cherry red one.
Yeah.
Convertible.
It's a Buick. It's a Buick.
Okay.
72 Buick.
Beautiful car. I rode in it once.
Yeah, you did.
So another year or so went by. I saved some more. I bought a Mustang. right? So I hate to say it. It sounds so DB-ish to say that, but
you like collecting cars. It's not DB-ish.
I have to say that to give you the setting for the story. Okay? So that's where my money, little bit of money I have, that's where it goes. I put it right there. That's my little fleet. That's my little mini fleet. Right?
They barely run, by the way.
I got three parking spots in my parking garage where I keep them because I don't drive them that much.
Yeah. Now, Big Al, how's your girlfriend feel about you buying cars instead of her stuff?
She's fine with it. Okay. Yeah, it's not her money. It's cool. So, anyway.
She can only say something when it's their money.
Right.
So, I take you back to December 20th, our first official day of vacation, right? Uh-huh. One day after my birthday.
Mm-hmm. December 20th. Okay. Uh-huh.
And it's approximately 7-ish in the evening. I'm going home to retire for the evening. Or maybe I'm going to come back out. Whichever. Uh-huh. I pull into my parking garage.
It's the day after your birthday, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Saturday. I pull into my parking garage, and I look, and I'm like, there are my three parking spots, but none of my cars are there. It's 7, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
At night, Kelly. So all I'm thinking is it's Christmas time.
Oh, no.
First of all, I'm black. First of all,
thanks,
I'm thinking, did my car get repo? That's the first thing I thought about.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. And I'm like, no, they're paying
for cash for it.
They're paid for it. They didn't get repo.
You know, so, and my thought would be, honestly, but you don't hang out with those pranksters anymore. That you used to play those practical jokes on each other.
Right. Jesse the prankster.
You're not hanging out with them anymore.
Right. So I'm freaking out. I'm about to dial 911, but I'm like, okay, let me look and see if there's glass or any evidence of
an emergency.
Cars being stolen.
Oh, yes,
cars,
it is.
Cars being stolen.
Call the police department.
Yes, you do. Who do you call?
Of course you call 911.
Yes.
For an emergency.
That is an emergency.
That is an emergency.
Yeah.
It's not like somebody didn't give you the chicken nuggets you ordered. This is important.
So I'm like, okay, there's no glass. There's no evidence of a crime necessarily. So
they're good.
Yeah. You know, there's nothing's on block. I mean, I don't know. There's no tools. Anyway, I'm like, let me just go to my apartment.
No.
Ransom.
Let me go to my apartment. I'm going to go to my apartment and see what's up. And I'm thinking about calling my girlfriend. I'm not sure yet to let her know what's up. She's the only person, aside from my dog walking person, that has a key to my apartment. So I go up. And I'm about to call her, and I look, and my keys are gone. And I keep them in this little bowl.
Okay, we'll see now. Okay.
Well, then that's
not unraveling.
No, that's a good thing, because that means it wasn't.
So now it's an inside job, at the very least.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't know what the deal is. So I said, okay, my keys are gone. She's got something to do with it. Let me just go and see if she's at the bar. I call her. There's no answer. Maybe she's at the bar. I go back up to the bar. She's not there. I circle through the parking lot. I'm like, something just ain't right. Let me pull back around to my apartment. It's just a mile away. I pull back around to my apartment, and there's Purple Truck pulling back into my apartment building. I'm like, yes!
The perp is back!
I got it! I busted them.
Red-handed.
They tried to do something, and I look in the driveway of my apartment, and I see a buddy of mine, David. I see his truck right there. I said, okay, he's in on it. I'm like, I got this.
Your knife out?
I said, y'all are so busted. I didn't cut him yet. So I'm like, I'm not going to even give them the satisfaction of knowing that I saw them. I'm just going to go back to the bar and wait on them to come to me. And then I'm going to say
Play along.
Yeah. So I go back into the bar. And about 5 minutes later, David, his wife, Kelly, walk in. I'm like, ha ha, gotcha. I can't even contain myself. Ha ha, gotcha. They're not laughing.
Why aren't they laughing?
They're not laughing. In fact, Kelly is wiping a tear off of her cheek.
Oh, no. What happened?
Okay, I'm sorry.
What happened?
Kelly looked at me. Kelly looked at me and she
not
goes,
R. Kelly.
No, not Kelly looked at me and she goes, I'm so sorry. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Why is she sorry?
Oh, well, yeah.
Why are you sorry?
I wrecked your truck.
Oh, no.
What? I'm like, you mean the truck that I didn't know that wasn't even at my house, that the keys were missing from my apartment? That truck? That I saved and bought money? You wrecked my truck? Yes, I'm sorry.
And then
sorry.
What about the... What's the story?
Did you hit the other car? I mean, what did you hit?
What happened?
Okay, she said, I can't tell you. Your girlfriend's going to have to tell you.
Okay, she obviously had planned something and it went awry.
Horribly wrong.
Dr. Girlfriend!
So your girlfriend had arranged to do something to all of your cars.
Now, when she
called my girlfriend, no answer.
Because she knows about it.
No answer.
She's moving to Cuba.
No answer. She wrecked the other one. No answer. We're up against the clock here, y'all. I got to make an executive decision. I can go on with this. We can continue this tomorrow.
Can the executive produce? You got to tell it. You can't.
You got to tell it.
You can't. You have to tell it.
Oh, man.
So my girlfriend finally walks to the bar. She's got frowny face on, too.
Frowny face all day.
And this is when I wish I could be met. You know, I'm like, what happened?
At least everybody's alive.
Everybody's alive.
I'm like, nobody's to be injured.
Nobody's hurt. The girl did run into another car. Everybody's cool. I'm like, okay, now that I know nobody's hurt, what the
happened?
Okay. I can't tell you exactly what happened, baby. It's something to do with your Christmas present. Okay.
I'm okay.
Everybody's okay. Everybody's safe. But
at this point, screw the surprise.
Exactly.
What happened?
Exactly.
Fast forward to Christmas Day.
Oh, she really held it off till Christmas Day.
She did.
5 days.
Wow.
I didn't push her.
Okay, good. So?
She gives me a Christmas gift. I open it up. It's a photo album of her posing with the vehicles.
Like sexy? Like a calendar?
Let me just put it this way.
She naked?
No, she was naked.
She was naked.
She was naked.
She was naked.
Lingerie?
Thong?
I'll just say this.
Lingerie.
Is that a thong?
All I'm going to say is...
Thong.
I'm the only one that's seen the pictures.
Thong?
And I got $4,000 damage on my truck.
And the photographer.
Did she pose next to the dent?
Will you just tell us one image? Will you just verbally describe one image?
If she would have done a photo shoot in your parking garage, none of this would have happened.
You have to show us these pictures.
Will you just tell
us where the photo shoot took place and describe an image?
And the photographer?
Please just reenact one
Please,
pose.
One. Just one.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah. Okay.
And describe the outfit.
Switch the camera off of me.
Was it cold outside?
Okay, switch the camera off of me on
Kid
TV.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So she's on the... Let's just imagine.
What's she wearing?
Okay, this is the...
Where's the car?
Okay, bikini...
Thong.
Switch the camera off of me!
Okay.
Everyone is lined up against the glass in the studio. Watching.
She's wearing a bikini thong.
Bikini-ish right here.
Thong.
Bikini-ish.
Leather jacket.
No
bra. Underneath.
Okay.
This is a doctor.
It's on me.
Or it's
Come
on Kelly.
Let's see.
They're wishing it was me.
Hurry up and tell us what.
This is the hood of the car right here. All right?
Okay.
This is the hood.
Alice rattling the hood with her...
With that face?
With her boobs out?
With that face? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Was there a wall? Was there a nip slip?
Please tell me you didn't laugh. Please tell me.
What's coming up tomorrow on the show, y'all?
Oh, my!
I didn't laugh. Oh, I love her. That was a sexy picture.
Oh, Al's going to redo all the poses for us.
Yes.
We'll have it for you tomorrow.
Oh.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.